think, as you all know, even the new people know, what we need now more than anything else is a concerted fundraising approach from the LSB. We, as you know, with the Pacifica Network, we still remain in debt, and we're looking to get that paid off as quickly as possible, and it'll put us on secure footing moving forward. We're not alone in this, as I say. Every station in the network is suffering. So I would strongly urge everybody here as a body to move forward with fundraising, but I would also like to invite everybody here, and particularly the new people, to set an appointment with me so we can talk about your particular skill set and what you can bring to the station. I don't know. For instance, Doug over here, newly elected, has become part of our news team.
Yeah.
And he does a Trump minute every day that is just delightful, and I thank you for that, but he's also supporting the news team going forward. Most of you, I don't know what your skill set is, and I would be more than happy to meet with you. You know, please see me. The new board members have got my business card in your board book. Reach out to me. We'll set a time to sit down and figure out how you can best fit in. But as a body, if I were the chair of this body, I would be looking at fundraising as the major thrust of this board for the near future anyway. Thank you.
Raisa?
Thank you very much. Every Friday, I've mentioned it, I don't know how many times, we are on the corner of Sunset and Echo Park with the KPFK banner, with the table, pass out the leaflet and everything. And I, you know how many email I collected and giving to, you know, Charlene, Muhammad, other. So KPFK, you know, we need, my slogan is unite many and defeat few. We have to support the station, and we need, when Fernando was in charge of the news department, KPFK were all over. Yesterday at Wilshire Boulevard, there were 300 people, an event there with our table and everything. We need KPFK news department to be around and help the station to collect the money, you know. We need that. I hope those groups that you are training, they could be available in different corner of the city and interview people and bring money in. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Point of information?
I want to add a couple of things.
May I? Point of information?
Sorry.
I'm just curious, Ray. I'm very grateful that you've been doing all of this outreach. It's very important. But you said that you collect emails from people and you give them to Sister Charlene Muhammad. And I was wondering, in addition to giving them to Sister Charlene Muhammad, do you give them also to someone who's actually involved with doing outreach for the station, like possibly?
I have them. Yeah, so yeah.
Let me say, this is a Q&A of me. and Reza does bring me the emails as well from time to time, and I want to applaud Reza. He's doing the really hard work on the ground of one membership at a time. And I absolutely want to thank him. He's been doing this for years on buses, on street corners, collecting one membership after another. And although that is the hardest way to do it, that is the most solid way to bring in members who are going to stay with us. Thank you, Reza. And I invite all of you to do the same. Carry membership forms around with you. Talk up KPFK. Let people know that you're part of this board and what we do. You'll be surprised how many people can come through. And if not, 3 hours of volunteering gets you a membership. So if you're looking at those young people, have them come by the station. We'll put them to work. We'll get them the memberships. We'll get these people in. There should have been a clipboard there. Folks, I only have a few minutes for Q&A.
Hold on, everyone. Thank you. Point of order. Dorothy, you're next.
I appreciate what Reza is doing, and I think all of us
through our email list and other outreach that we do for our other issues that we work on are always looking for memberships and money for KPFK. But the biggest problem we see, and I've brought people to this board who are major fundraisers, and they can't really do the major fundraising until we get our audits done. We can't go to groups who could give us, send us many members, like labor unions, et cetera, and we can't go and get big endowments or donations or anything until we get the audits done. So we need to know exactly how much money it's going to take. I mean, I was amazed to see our auditor actually give us a clean bill of health and an ongoing concern okay for 2017 when he's only completed the audits through 2014. And I said, how can that be? How do you know what's going to be in 2017 when you've only audited us for 2014 and we still need to do our 2015 audit? So until we can find out exactly how much money that's going to take and raise specific money to give directly to the auditor and pay for these audits, KPFK is going to be in financial difficulties, and Pacifica.
To that, let me say I have no idea what you're referring to with fiscal year 17. I don't know of any auditor who is working on 17 or
I'll
16
you,
or 15 at this point.
He told us that they have to okay this as a going concern. So he said that we are going concern, and he feels that we'll make it through 2017 based on the audit he did for 2014.
Okay. All right. The audits are beyond me. We are caught up on our audit requirements for the auditors. We are. We are up through 15. Our books are reconciled through September of this year. We are not the delaying factor here, and honestly, I don't know what is. This is a network problem, not a local problem. And I absolutely agree with you. I have said from day one that my grant-raising ability is severely limited by the lack of audits. We have gotten a couple of grants from friendly grantors who've understood or turned a blind eye to the fact that we don't have audits, but I could be doing a lot more in grant writing if we had those audits. I absolutely agree with you. I do not know what the holdup is. I have no idea. That's beyond my pay grade.
The two things.
If we ever get it.
Okay. Adam's next.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead. I'll go after you.
Okay. So one thing is I wanted to find out if there is a theme for this fund drive or to – we used to have themes for fund drives. And if there isn't a theme, that to encourage you to get a theme, I mean, like maybe filling the gap, which could be both filling the information gap and filling our coffers gap.
I like that, but the theme is on the front page of the website.
Which is what?
Hope in the Era of Trump. It's right there on the top article where we have our daily totals from the fund drive.
And I haven't heard anybody on the air using that as a...
We've heard a lot about the era of Trump and moving forward.
Using it as a theme so that people kind of catch it and understand that it's... you know, a theme, and it's what we're saying. And I have to say that that the use of hope in the era of Trump is good because it doesn't say we're against Trump or Trump. So I think that's a good.
I have had this discussion with the programmers at staff meetings, and by and large, we are not going to be into Trump bashing. Okay, that's cheap, that's petty. Trump mockery in particular, I am trying to rule out, with the exception of the Trump minute, which is so funny. But beyond that, I am looking for, and I have expressed this to the programmers, what we can do in terms of resistance and activism and to support that sort of action in this era. Again, not to say we don't need deep analysis of what's going on, but that analysis does need to point to what do we do next. I don't want to become the station of Trump bashing, and I have been very explicit in that. now as to whether you have actually heard the theme Hope in the Era of Trump on the air. Frankly, I don't listen 24/7 either, but we are, and you should understand this, a free speech radio station. We do not mandate anything from our hosts. There is no mandated agenda here. Unlike other broadcast situations, we have editorial advisement, not a hard editorial line. Our control is that the programmers and the hosts are on the air or not. It's not in what they say. So, you know, if you don't hear them blasting out that theme, you know, I will send out an email saying, please try to say this in your show, but I can't mandate anybody on the air to say anything.
Okay, thank you. Adam, you're next.
To finish that up, at least in the fundraising, you know, we're in the middle of a fund drive, it seems like a good catch. And also, you were not, last meeting, you stated that Roy Tuckman, or implied, but pretty much stated that Roy Tuckman was not interested in doing the, you know, the back to the midnight to morning show, and I contacted him during the meeting, and just to report back to you, he explicitly said that he's willing to do that and always has been willing to do that. And I just wanted to report that just in case you were, you didn't understand that from him.
Thank you for that. And in the spirit of being honest with each other, Roy has never said that to me, and we've had several meetings. So I appreciate. Sandy, are you calling me a liar at the meeting?
Okay, let's not engage in back and forth.
I can tell you explicitly that Roy has never said that to me. That I am not saying that he doesn't believe that. I am telling you that he has never said that to me.
So
I am saying thank you, Jan, for that information. Okay? Now, you know, this is what I'm talking about, folks. Let's assume that we are all operating in good faith here, and that when I say Roy has not said that to me, that is exactly what I mean. Nothing more, nothing less. Thank you.
Okay. Saying someone's lying is kind of incendiary. Maybe we could say you're mistaken. That might be sound a little bit better. Adam, you're next.
I'm good. So, thank you for your work, and if nobody else has said it, thank you for saving KPFK from going down in flames 3 months after you started. So, what I would like to know is, and I agree, fundraising is the way to go, and we each have a role to play in it. So, I would like to know exactly yearly how much is the CPB grant, because to my knowledge, it's about $250,000. Now that's something that if each of us raises $10,000, we can make up. So is that correct?
That is correct. The CPB grant has been characterized as $2 or $3 million. That's across the network. That would be divided by the five stations in the national office. Our share of that traditionally back in the day was $225,000 to $250,000, which is roughly speaking less than 2 weeks of fund drive.
And I would also like to invite everyone on the board. I know that Steve has put up the premium committee. We also discussed a premium production committee.
Point of order, this is a GM thing. If you have a new motion, please.
Really, I'm going to finish my sentence. So please come on into the People Square Broadcasting. It starts January 9th. Everyone is welcome. It's at 5 p.m. And that'll probably be a really good way for us to heal and talk about what's going forward. And everybody can learn what it takes to do these shows and do it yourselves.
Okay, I would venture to say that we're going into overtime on this section. Okay, but we do have about four more people scheduled to speak or ask questions to the GM, Roberta.
Is there a mic? always think they're calling for Mike Novick. They go, Mike. Do we have, we meaning KPFK, has a relationship, a formal relationship been worked out with Christine Blasdale for ongoing fundraising, or is that still not happening, or what? Where is
in my last conversation with Christine, which was about 2 days ago, she was saying that she was preparing something for the network overall, not for KPFK specifically. I have not seen any formal proposals from her for the station or for the network, frankly, and she told me that she hadn't completed that proposal at this time.
Barbara?
Yes, I've had the opportunity to go to the the community broadcasting cab that was held at the station just over the weekend. And it was news to me to hear that KPFK was not eligible for a grant because our fundraising and listenership was so low. It wasn't the fact that the audit wasn't done, which was my understanding. So I would assume you're aware of that, and do you specifically know the criteria that's required to be able to be eligible for the community broadcasting grant?
The truth is we may still be eligible for 2013. We had an application in before we didn't have our audit, so we may see some of that money, but we did receive a letter following that that neither our fundraising nor our listenership was sufficient for future grants. There is some serious question whether that letter was intended for KPFK or another station in the network, and the exact requirements are something of a secret with the CPB, because their means of measuring these things is a big secret. I've looked into it. Grace asked me to look into it. It's a huge secret how they do this. When the audits are finished, I have every intention of working with our FCC, CPB attorney to have the CPB reconsider their decision, their letter. But at this point, I'm hoping that we can build up the numbers a little bit while we're waiting for the audits and sort of dovetail improved listenership and donations with a request for reconsideration on that letter.
Is that actually in the works in terms of a specific time that you're going to discuss this or follow up?
Given that I have no idea when the audits are coming out, no, there is no specific timetable. I'm waiting to hear on the audits.
Thank
like
you.
Everybody else.
Thank you. Sandy?
We have 2 minutes left, by the way.
Mic?
Well, I don't have a mic. Here.
Okay, I just want to say I didn't call anyone a liar. I was just shocked because Royce. Is this working?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't call anyone a liar, and I just was shocked because Roy says it all the time. We all know it. I just didn't know he didn't tell you. That's shocking.
Okay. My apologies for jumping to conclusions there.
Thank you.
Mansoor?
Yeah, I'm going to follow up on the same issue. As I have talked with Roy many times, and he has repeatedly said that he has talked with you and expressed that he's willing to come back on the air from 12 midnight to 6 a.m.
Well, he was in my office 2 days ago. I didn't say a word about it again. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where the confusion is. I'm not saying that Roy isn't interested in being on from midnight to 6. I am simply saying he has not expressed that to me. Okay? Maybe he thinks I know it. I don't know. I'm just telling you the fact. I have not heard that from the man's mouth. I've heard that from everybody else. I will accept that as probably true. Nevertheless, I have not heard it. I am not saying it's not true. I'm simply saying I haven't heard it from Roy. I've heard it from everybody else. That's all.
Yeah, yes, we did make a motion to that effect at the local station board meeting this past year. Myla, you're on the stack. And I think Myla's going to be the last one.
First of all, I move to extend time by 3 minutes for this.
Second.
I object. Can we vote on it?
No.
Yes, we can. What do you mean? I can object to you extending
okay,
time.
Okay, let's let Myla finish, and then we can right. entertain
okay,
the motion.
I was going to talk about something else, but I'd like to talk about my understanding about CPB grants. First of all, there are dual criteria, or at least more than one criteria. One happens to be having audited financial statements posted with the Secretary of the Charitable Trust Division of the Secretary of State of California. Another is listenership and support for the station. So those are both criteria. There may be more, but I'm unaware of other criteria. In terms of being able to possibly regain a portion of the CPB grant money that would have been awarded to the station for fiscal year ending 2013, I believe you said, I can't imagine that that could actually happen, and I'm very curious about it because it's my understanding that every year Congress allocates a certain amount of money, a pot of money to be awarded for CPB grants, and I believe that that particular pot of money for that year has already been exhausted. It's my understanding, and I may be wrong, but it's my understanding that if at some point in the future we may be, when we get back up to date with our audits and having our audited financial statements posted with the Charitable Trust Division of the Secretary of State, then we may in the future be eligible for future CPB funding, but I think we've already lost all of the CPB funding that has already transpired.
I don't know if amounts are held in escrow. I do know that our application for 2013 is still marked as pending in the CPB database. 2013 is still marked as pending in the CPB database. That may be money held in escrow because we placed the application in time. I don't know. I agree with Myla, you know, that quite frankly, I'd be surprised if the money there, and that's why I said it's a possibility. But frankly, I will be surprised if the CPB has any money at all under the Trump administration. So I think we really need to plan on moving forward without it, folks. Let's not go to the bank on Corporation for Public Broadcasting money at this point, all right? I'd be really, really surprised if that's not cut.
Okay, thank you. Now, did we have a motion to extend time here?
No.
No? Okay, this session's ended. We're going to go into the delegates' session. Nathan, is that? So we have delegates' elections of officers on the agenda.
Is there public comment?
Wait, you have to adjourn this.
Right. Public comments after, I'm sorry, excuse me, it was added to the agenda at the beginning of our meeting. You may not have been here for that. We had agreed to have delegates' elections before public comments.
What? Okay, so that I move,
Chair. May I be, I'd like to move that we adjourn the LSB meeting and reconvene as delegates.
Second.
Okay.
And then public comment after the delegates.
Right. Meeting. Yeah. LSB meeting's adjourned. We're going to go into the delegates' meeting right now.
Yeah. Who's the secretary?
And
so, wait, I apologize, Chair. So, we are now going to delegates, and then we're going to reconvene the LSB meeting and have public comment?
Correct.
Yes, I think we pause the one and then reconvene
right.
It. So, we will pause the LSB and then convene a delegates, and close the delegates, and resume the LSB.
And we can do it remotely.
So,
can this all happen?